I'm now going to read from The Bridge. Making best use of technology to help cut crime and catch criminals. And I believe this is written by the Police Commissioner, Matthew Barber. Just before Christmas, Thames Valley Police rolled out a live facial recognition operation in Oxford, aimed as much at explaining the technology to the public as well as catching criminals. The use of live facial recognition technology can bring great benefits to help cut crime and catch criminals. While the use of this technology is widely welcomed by most people, there are understandable concerns by some. I have worked closely with the police to ensure that all the necessary safeguards are put in place to protect privacy, and the only people who should have anything to fear from the use of live facial recognition are criminals seeking to target people and property in our community. The system does not and cannot identify everyone that it sees, but instead is looking for those on a specific watch list. Those who are either wanted by the police or have a warrant issued for them by the courts. Essentially, it's very much like the screen lock that many of us will use on our mobile phones. It recognises the people the police are looking for, but simply doesn't recognise the rest of us. It is important that the police explain the use of this tactic and ensure widespread consent from the public. The use of any technology just provides a tool to the police. It is still the men and women of Thames Valley Police who will use their professional judgment and put themselves in harm's way to protect the public. The effectiveness of these operations will continually be evaluated, alongside other tactics the police use. With more officers in neighbourhood policing roles and overall crime falling, it remains important that the police are able to address the issues that matter most to the public. You can play your part by reporting any crimes or suspicious activity you see in your community on thamesvalley.police.uk or by calling 101. On the first operation in Oxford, 8 arrests were made, several for domestic abuse offences. Dangerous people are being taken off the streets to prevent crime.